Yeah, thanks for the question. So on the first item, I mean, which source of electricity? I didn't mention we have another work stream going on in the Working Party on Pollution and Energy, which is about automotive life cycle assessment. And actually, there's a meeting ongoing now in Brussels from this group, where they will be looking at harmonization of the methodology to determine the carbon footprint of the vehicle over its life cycle, so including production, use phase, end of life. And of course, there will be the upstream emissions. So the source of the electricity would be taken into account there to determine how much is the carbon footprint of the vehicle. Of course, you need to look at the power generation. But maybe to give you some indications about kind of electricity mix, which starts to be more beneficial to lower the greenhouse gas emissions of the vehicle over time. Any kind of electricity generation below 500 grams CO2 per kilowatt hour is beneficial, so you would get lower emissions over the years. You will get amortization because, of course, manufacturing the EV is also more greenhouse gas intensive, so you have to really capture this extra emissions at the beginning back as you drive the vehicle. So anything, any kind of electricity mix below 500 grams CO2 per kilowatt hour, sorry, and this is, I think, the International Energy Agency who says that. I can provide you the reference to a report on this, will provide you some greenhouse gas benefits over time. So what kind of electricity mix can give you 500 grams CO2 per kilowatt hour? I think many countries now, I think you have some websites where you have the different electricity mix actually real time. In many jurisdictions, and you can see which country is below this kind of threshold, 500 gram per CO2 kilowatt hour. But most of European countries are, most of even I think in Asia, most of them are also. So many countries are below this threshold. So of course, and over time, I mean, there's a big investments in renewable energy. So as I said, wind and solar would be hopefully also deploying quickly, and I think that's a good pathway to your second question. That's why actually we can use what I explained, the V2X, so really the vehicle and the battery it will have, especially for the light duty vehicles, because usually light duty vehicles have big batteries but they are not used so much. I think not many drivers are driving 500 kilometers per day, even though the battery is sized to do 500 kilometers. So you have a lot of battery capacity which is unused there, so you can actually use that battery capacity when the vehicle is plugged to balance. And when you have a peak demand at 6 p.m., then you can actually discharge the vehicle for the user that doesn't need. I mean, you don't, if you come back home, you don't need the vehicle to be recharged in 1 hour. You need it for the following morning for many cases. So then you can use this kind of battery capacity which is there to use it as actually balancing the grid, so to make sure that avoid strong peaks in demand at peak hours. Hopefully that answers some of your questions. Thank you.